Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
Already did the what?
Yeah. All right. So you know what? If there's anything about you and me is we're stubborn.
For sure.
But we're consistent. We are people of integrity, where you've been doing the what from the beginning.
Yes.
And I've been keeping with the same intro from the beginning. And you know what? Ed has bothered me over the past 578 episodes, a little bit here, a little bit there. He relents, he pushes in, and he keeps on being like, change the intro, change the intro. Well, you know what? I got a tweet today from one of our listeners saying, I love it when you keep the intro the same. Ed just needs to stop interrupting you. and trying to make you change it. So there we go. I was, you know, and that might just be one out of, you know, thousands of people who think otherwise, but that has emboldened me to keep on going on the same intro.
I think you should.
All right. Okay. So, you know, we are continuing our mini series on new systems for a post-COVID church. We've been hitting these topics on the even numbers for the last few episodes, talking about what hiring and firing and role clarity and lots of topics like that. And what we want to talk about today is actually performance reviews. Now, you might be listening in and you're like, you know what, Daniel, I am a church of 50 people, and I am the only employee. I'm not even paid full time. What the heck does performance reviews have to do with anything? All right. And you know what? Fair. That's fair, right? And we'll address that. But wrong. You know what? You also might be listening. You might be listening, and you're like, you know, I'm a church of 5,000 with 10 campuses, and we spend too much time doing performance reviews. And so you might be on the entire spectrum. The thing that I want to talk about, don't get riled up about that term performance reviews. What we're really talking about is the importance of feedback and evaluation. And performance reviews historically have been that annual or that biannual opportunity formally where a supervisor and the supervisee will sit down and talk about how did this last go? And usually there's a template that you can use. And I know we've on the ready to use resources for newchurches.com, like we've created packages that have all those templates for you. So yeah, I mean, that's typically what it is. But the reason I want to bring it up here, especially within the context of this post-COVID church, is, and Todd, I know we've kind of hit on this a little bit here and there in private conversations, but man, there's a lot of literature and articles and stuff going around about throwing performance reviews out the window. I'm not talking about within the church. I'm talking about outside the church, right? About the ineffectiveness around performance reviews, the inefficiencies of time. And I even know like organizations that have thousands and thousands of employees who literally just stopped doing it. So for a post-COVID church, what do you think the role of performance reviews are going forward?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. In a post-COVID church, or I mean, in the midst of COVIDness, you can always drop back and punt to something that is quarterly or 6 months at a time. And for those people who hate performance reviews, they're now just really screaming and throwing things. And I would be like, well, that is because you are in a static organization that's been doing performance reviews the same way for the last 30 years, and they're laborious and they take forever and they don't really matter. They don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. They don't have any teeth, and they certainly aren't part of a development strategy and plan or leadership pipeline. All that to say is what we're really talking about is as much performance reviews are part of a development strategy. You as a church leader, as a staff person, or as a pastor, you are a steward or shepherd over that, over some people. Those could be volunteers. Those could be employees. It, again, doesn't matter. You owe them and the ministry and the Lord to go ahead and do a occasional check-in to make sure everybody knows where we're going, where they fit in, how they're doing, where what they're doing awesome at, and where they could grow a little bit. We all have that, no matter how perfect we are. Right, Daniel? Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So, man, you said so much in just a couple minutes that I feel we need to unpack at a little bit of a slower pace. So the thing that popped out to me, Todd, is regardless of what you call it, regardless of the frequency in which you do it, it's about leadership development.
Yes.
That's the thing that popped out to me. And what the beauty, and we all know that every manager, every leader approaches one-on-ones and all that stuff a little bit differently, and how they work with their team, they all do it differently. But the thing that separates the best leaders from the rest is the emphasis around leadership development. So think about it. Okay, you're sitting here and you're listening and you're like, you know what, you might hate performance reviews and think it's just such a waste of time. And you know, you touched on why that might be the case, right? Static organization, and it's more about policy and procedures than about anything. But let me ask you a question. If someone who cared about you asked you, and who had the resources to do something about it, asked you, hey, how can I help you go to the next level in your preaching? Or how can I help you be a better equipper of your volunteers? Or what in all that you do you keep on hitting a ceiling and you just want to break through that ceiling? What is that? And if someone asked you those questions sincerely, and it wasn't just a buddy who are just, you know, you're just throwing things against the wall and all that stuff, but it was someone who was like, okay, great. Now let's find you coaching, or let's find a way for you to do it. Like, who wouldn't like that?
Right.
Right. I mean, everyone would be like, yes, I wish someone did. Well, that's the essence and the reason we do performance reviews. It's so that we can get people onto a up and to the right trajectory in and around development.
Amen.
Okay, but do we want to talk about the flip side of performance reviews and actually the whole firing people reviews for cause?
No. I would say we need to talk about performance reviews, and I think it's honing in on why you should do them.
Okay.
If there is a major issue, you should find out about that during the course of your regular meeting time, or if it was a real crisis, it should have been addressed in the moment.
Yes, not in the performance review. Right?
You don't like have an Easter egg you're holding on to for 6 months to hit them with it in the performance review. It's not good. Some people use performance reviews as a weapon. Some people use performance reviews because they want to fire someone. And so they give them a really bad review and then they put them on probation or whatever. And there are real reasons to do that, or to, you know, give somebody kind of a 90-day plan of, hey, we need to come up with a corrective plan for you. I need you to do these things or see these results or change this. This is not acceptable, you know, but I need to work with you on that, unless it is a major character issue that you know, was just discovered, or you were completely negligent in your role, and then it's you gone.
So yes, but but even if you were, even if, because there are situations where you have to do that, not use it as a weapon, but where you do have to talk about development from the remedial side of things. Even if you have to do that, still, the performance review is not the place to bring that up for the first time.
For sure.
Right? Now, as you're bringing it up and as you're coaching, and if there's not the development, and then it comes to, okay, well, now's the time for the performance review. Yeah, bring it in, put it in, have that conversation. But man, I love the way that you just called it out, and you're like, performance reviews are not weapons, right? They're not weapons, but they should actually be, on the flip side, it's all about development, and it's all about creating that culture of development within your church, within your church, so that that actually, because I know we're talking right now about paid staff, but that actually will then flow into, hey, shouldn't you be having developmental conversations with your board of elders? Shouldn't you be having developmental conversations with your volunteers, with your leaders, with your coaches, with your ministry directors? Shouldn't you actually create a culture of development? And that's what performance reviews do. They provide the seasonal opportunity to do that. So going to what you said earlier, Todd, about the whole idea of maybe even doing them more frequently. That's actually, honestly, where my mind is going toward in light of the post-COVID church. One thing that our church did was when I walked in, and I'd served at Beulah before, but when I came to for succession, basically it was, you know, the church had continued to be doing annual performance, or not performance, annual ministry planning. And the annual ministry planning cycle had usually taken a few months, but everyone was planning and room bookings and everything for the entire year. Well, one thing we shifted when COVID hit, and something I actually wanted to do before, but COVID gave us the reason to push it ahead quickly, was to do a seasonal ministry planning cycle, so that the feedback loop was, okay, here's a plan, now do it. And after you do it, okay, now let's do feedback, evaluation, all that. And then we can tweak it and then do something else. And it wasn't a yearly cycle, it was a quarterly cycle. Well, I'm actually thinking, when we tie performance reviews, or even just developmental conversations, not developmental on the ministry area, but actually on the person leading the ministry area, and tie that to the same cycle, I actually think that that's where my mind is heading toward. Shorter but more frequent ongoing conversations in and around development.
I think that's really important. I mean, if you don't do that naturally, then you need to schedule it. Need to make time to be sure that is occurring. And I guarantee you that you're not only will you have, you know, ultimately better staff, but you'll be a better leader. And people will see you as such.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, we're going to keep on going. There's a ton of different systems that we can keep on working on. So we'll be hitting that in the next couple episodes. If you have ideas or systems that you want us to address, be sure to send that in, speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device, or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.